I began to make a distinction between what I called finite games, that is a game you play to win, and infinite games, that's a game you play to keep playing. So in a finite game, you play within the rules. In an infinite game, you play with the rules. Our habit of thinking in end of history terms, we begin to see the alternative, which is to see an ongoing history, and find ways of keeping that history alive, rather than ways of bringing it to an end. It's as though the ideologies have more or less come to an end. Marxism is finished. Mm-hmm. Capitalism is still intact, but no one really makes very much of a big spiritual point out of it. And so what is out there? What now is going to guide us? There's absolutely every demand on a responsible human being to think things through clearly. The old image of the melting pot, where everyone becomes like each other, is not the most desirable image, and as a matter of fact, it's not the most functional one. Solitude, for example, is not being out of the presence of other human beings. It's being whole and not in a position of radical dependence on other human beings. Anytime one person begins to think he or she can control another, there's a lot of mischief ahead. Mm-hmm. Things don't work out well. Controlling is not an ideal human relationship. And I think that's one of the great failures of the great ideologies of the 20th century. The city is is in a way the modern wilderness. You go into it not knowing what's going to happen. You prepare yourself for surprise. Whereas most of our education prepares us against surprise. You've got to learn the rules, not to follow the rules, but to depart, learn, know where you can depart from them. One of the ways I've understood education is to learn what everyone else has already thought, so you won't repeat that. Death is not the end of it because the game goes on beyond your death. So in a way, literally, you play into the next life. It may not be your life, but it's life. The writing of Gospels was a major Christian literary activity, maybe the major activity of the first, three centuries, say, something like that. So I thought it would be interesting to revive the tradition of writing Gospels, and I sat down and have written a Gospel. I didn't have a picture of Jesus first. What I tried to do is let my own history and my own experience, my own long intellectual training, have its voice without my getting in the way of it. It's recovering what I like to think of as bringing the authority back to the reader and taking out of the hands of some kind of official body.
Are you suggesting we should all be writing our own Gospels?
Yes, right. As a matter of fact, I would suggest to you that we all already have a Gospel, which we haven't made explicit to ourselves.